Change is required and change will be made. Instability and change equals chaos, and I refuse to let that happen to my club. We believe there are more constructive ways of effecting sustainable, lasting change than those outlined today by those who seek to take over this board.
That's the voice of the president of the Richmond Football Club, Peggy O'Neill, at 4 o'clock today. An icon of the Richmond Football Club and a very powerful voice is Mel Brown, and he has joined us on Melbourne's Home of Footy. Mel, evening to you.
You've gone mad.
Hey, Mel, I imagine you've been listening to bits and pieces today.
Lots of bits and lots of pieces.
Well, how do you think it's all going just at the moment?
Well, someone rang me up and said, do you know who's involved? And I said, it's Mel Jewell and Tony Brown. I reckon that's as much as I know about it, other than it's just so disappointing that they get themselves up to play and then all of a sudden they let themselves down on the field by poor recruiting, poor drafting, or not making a decision to draft. They get themselves financially into a good spot, and then they self-destruct the other way, one way or the other. So it's been a long time since 1980, and it's very, very hard to keep people up, but Richmond supporters just keep coming up and getting hit with a hammer.
The suggestion from the Focus on Footy faction that's launched today, Mel, is that the spirit and the way they play and what they stand for seems to be in question from a playing point of view under Damien Hardwick's reign. And to borrow a phrase from the great Tommy Hafer, there's nothing more tigerish than a bloody tiger. And there hasn't been that for Richmond for a couple of years is what they're saying. Do you agree with that?
Well, let's look at it realistically. Last year, they made the finals. They get beaten first up. I reckon the one thing that I've noticed about having Damien Hardwick is that the players... When it was his birthday and he was on telly a few years ago, you saw him run out with a cake. They liked Damien Hardwick. I think Damien made one mistake this year by saying that they had a good list. If you look at their list, they've gone for middle-of-the-range players from other clubs, and instead of going and doing what Hawthorn did years ago and getting good players like your Hodges and your Mitchells in the draft and the Lewises and the Roughheads and whatever and taking the punt, they went and got, I reckon they could... You know, get other boys, and I'm not going to mention names, but getting Yaron. I mean, why would you go and get Yaron? I mean, the moment that was done, people questioned it. So they've made some decisions, but the thing is, you know yourself, you're never going to get the perfect person as coach. So what you've got to do is go around and get people that complement and supplement him, and then if he's got a weakness in communication, time management, you send him to a course. I think Ron Evans sent Sheedy to one or two courses at Mount Martha years and years, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, to help himself improve. Mm. And that the problem with Richmond is that half their people committee, they get and the supporters, we get ahead of ourselves. And they get up, they won, I think, in 94, and they made the finals, and then Geelong belted them in the preliminary final, and they still thought next year without recruiting or without work, you're going to get into the finals. Well, you know, they're real hard... Focus has got to be on the footy. You've got to say Brendan's done a good job. I've never met Peggy O'Neill. You've got to say she's done a good job.
Yep.
You've got to say Hardwick, obviously, he's lasted 6 years at Richmond. That's like, gee whiz, he'd be like being a trainee priest. I mean, I don't know how he's lasted that long there. And then he's the only one that has. And the playing list is the problem. Mm. So you've got to, and maybe the time for change, okay? I think they're on the right track. Dan Richardson's been there 3 years for drafting, and they've got some good kids in Rioli and a couple of the other boys. So, look, I think it just gets back to better selection. And where do you replace the whole board? Mm. Can these people add anything to it? Brian Woods is a super bloke, and he's got his heart in the right place. I've never heard of the doctor that was there since 1972, so I can't comment.
Mm. You only need 100 signatures these days, Mel, in a club of 70,000 to get an EGM up. And the Focus on Footy faction looks like it's headed that way. Have you got a message to them, or do you think it makes sense that they do this?
Well, look, the facts are, what you look at Richmond's performance, the ruck has obviously been a problem. They've got four major players. They've got a captain in Young Cotchin who's a fabulous ball getter, but he only kicks the ball 10 metres and handballs three. Goes in hard and gets it, and most probably their most outstanding player is Martin, who can, you know, you've got to have players in your side that can win your matches, and he's definitely one like that. Riewoldt gets a lot more pressure because he's in the harder position, and you've got Rance. Now, the rest of them are growing through, and I don't think you rush into it. I'd like to see them go and get some support coaches. If Damien needs to go away over the summer to have a course to revitalise it, imagine having to coach Richmond every year and you've done it like he has for every year with all the pressure you're under and all the scrutiny you're under, and they make the finals and everyone laughs they're going to make the ninth. It'd be pretty hard to keep yourself up to speed too, wouldn't you? I reckon he's done a good job personally with the talent he's got.
Your reference before, Mel, I think it's a really good point, really interesting point, that you know, these things are tough to win. Premierships are tough to win. And you don't just have a God-given right or you're entitled because you're a big club or have been a big club through the journey that you just win premierships because you should. There's a whole lot that goes into it, as you well know. Do you think that perhaps the clubs lost sight of that through the journey? Not this this board at the moment. I think they're on the right track. But back through the journey, that's led to the frustration?
Well, I don't know whether they're on the right track or not, because you've got to be judged on the football side. And you look at it from that perspective and you say, righto, they haven't improved. But I thought Damien put his head on the noose when he said that, you know, we've got a good list and and people say to me, why would he say that? No, I can tell you why he'd say it. Because he doesn't want to forfeit half the year and he wants to let there be hope and let the players have hope as well.
Yeah.
And you don't go out there and say they're all bloody useless and they can't play, or you can't say that we've got six good players, seven aren't bad, and the next 15 there's not much variation in them. And that's why I was disappointed they didn't 2 years or 3 years ago go for the young kids, get three or four young kids. Let's hope two of them come through that are as good as young Rioli showing his form this year. That means you'd have got two, then you'd have got, they'd played 10, 15 games, then 30 the year two, then you'd have another one that had 10 or 15, and then this year you'd have had the same. But now what's going to happen, the good players are going to be old and grey like me and they're just about finished before these other ones get enough games under their belt to come through the way they're going.
Hey, Mel, thanks for coming on. I reckon a lot of Richmond supporters would reckon that you are the voice of reason with everything else that they've heard today.
Ta-da, Daniel, you've never improved. You're all gone, man.
Good on you, Mel.
We didn't have to beep him out once.